Welcome back, children of the revolution, to what you're not listening to, the audio anthology and educational podcast series here on Ace of Spades PDX via Blueberry Podcasting. God, I'm out of it today. I'm your host, Daddy Ben Bear, Bennett Brown Jr., and this show is by request from Rick Spector of Delray Beach, Florida. He wanted a show on Susie and the Banshees, and I thought, what better way to celebrate the last show of Rocktober here just before Samhain and Halloween, but with a band that celebrated a holiday that proved that there is nothing to fear from the darkness. Originally emerging from the UK punk scene as one of the superfans of the Sex Pistols, suburban teenager Susan Janet Ballion was part of a small group called the Bromley Contingent, a clique that realized the sunny and bright sounds coming over mass media were part of a grand scheme to keep women subservient to men. Starting her career with no prior musical training, an ad hoc version of the Banshee form, the Banshees, opened for the Pistols, playing a droning, cacophonous version of the Lord's Prayer 20 minutes in length. They would soon become a more fully realized group, even getting a spot performing live for legendary British DJ John Peel. Fans would scroll graffiti all over London demanding the band be signed. They finally were, and their debut single, Hong Kong Garden, became a surprise UK top 10 hit. The band would, by 1980, drop some of the more gothic elements of their act and sound, knowing that a major change was coming. Susie and the Banshees ended up being one of the leading lights in a movement called post-punk, the precursor to what we called college rock and eventually alternative rock in the United States. They would continue to be a cult act in the U.S., slowly building inroads on the dance club scene here until their very first U.S. top pop 50 single, Peekaboo, in 1988. By 1991, the band had finally achieved their long-awaited break here, a headlining spot on a major U.S. tour, Lollapalooza, a top 70 album, and a top 40 single with Kiss Them For Me, one of the biggest hits on alternative radio that year. However, Susie found the Banshees somewhat restrictive, and with the assistance of that band's second drummer, Budgie, they formed a duo called The Creatures in the late 1980s. The Banshees would release one more LP, The Rapture, in 1995, an album filled with new instruments and a return to their somewhat earlier, darker sound. Susie would eventually go solo officially in 2004, bringing an end to one of the leading dark lights of gothic rock and icons of the alternative rock scene. And Children of the Revolution, get ready for this. This is going to be all over the map as far as their very long career. Lots of treasures here. And we'll be kicking off with one of my favorites from their 1981 album, Juju. This is Spellbound, and we will see you in just about 30 minutes.
Beckoning voices and spinning, you have no choice. You hear laughter
Welcome back, children of the revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. here on Ace of Spades, PDX's What You're Not Listening To, the audio educational and anthology series here for our last show, our fifth one for Rocktober. Woohoo! And celebrating Samhain and Halloween, however you follow it. I really have no skin in this game. It's just one of those things. You know, I'm not here to hate on anyone one way or the other. Hope you're having a great time and hope all of you are being safe. Let's recap what we've heard on this very special Susie and the Banshees anthology here. Kicked it all off was from 1981's Juju from the album Juju. The song was Spellbound. God, I'm getting old. After that was Hong Kong Garden, their very first single, their debut from 1978. After that, Israel, another single A-side from 1980. From 1982's A Kiss in the Dream House, that was Slow Dive there with the violins, getting to that really just amazing drum kick in there. Their very first breakthrough here on the pop charts in the United States from Peep Show from 1988, Peekaboo. And the full version of this Wheels on Fire, originally was from 1987 through The Looking Glass, and another version was released in 2002 on the Best of Susie and the Banshees. It features the full coda there. And for those of you who are not aware, that song was originally written by Rick Danko and Bob Dylan when Danko was in the band, and it was released on Music for Big Pink, their debut, and then again with Dylan and the band on the Basement tape. So there you go. The godmother of goth does Dylan, and she does an amazing job, doesn't she? Do I prefer it over the original? Yes. Yes, I do, since you were thinking it. Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. We're going to be kicking off the second part of our show here. This is the only album we're featuring two tracks from, and it's really just a killer. From 1980's Kaleidoscope, this is Christine, which was based on the character from Three Faces of Eve, which was a real person, and her multiple personality disorder. And we will see you just before the truly grand finale. Christine, And welcome back, one and all, and children of the revolution, to the audio anthology and educational program, What You're Not Listening To, here on Ace of Spades PDX. And our last show for October 2019. Woohoo! Susie and the Banshees, by request from Rick Spector. Hope you're enjoying this, sir. And hope all of you are as well. And hope you're all having a great and safe Samhain or Halloween, however you're celebrating it. Let's kick off, let's recap, I should say, what we've heard in the second part of our show, shall we? Starting it all off is from the album Kaleidoscope from 1980, Christine. Following that was a phased mix of Kiss Them For Me from 1991, Superstition, the band's only top 40 US single here. And after that was Mittageisen, which is Metal Postcard. This is a live version from 1977, prior to their debut album, which would eventually appear on. And that was from Voices in the Air, The Peel Sessions. It was released in 2006. After that, once again, returning to Kaleidoscope with Happy House from 1980. And the song we just heard from 1985's Tinderbox, Cities in Dust. And my God, that is just a smoker, isn't it? I remember when Spin Magazine originally first came out in the mid-80s. They were doing some reviews, and this is how I found out about the record, even being out, because I read about it before I heard it on the radio. They said, in a month of great dance records, this one's the best, and I couldn't agree more still, 30-some-odd years later. And we're going to be finishing up our show here with the title track to their last album, and it is probably one of the longer, if not the longest, studio track that they ever recorded from 1995. A sad but fitting end to a great, great band, and sad because, I guess all good things must come to an end, but, and they're doing their own thing. They did regroup Susie and the Banshees one time after the release of, I think it was either a box set or greatest hit set, and they did some shows in Europe and Japan, and also recorded as, one last time as The Creatures shortly after. So I'm glad Susie's doing her own thing. We have some great memories here, and hope all of you are having a wonderful time. If you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, and requests, because the show is by request, are always welcome. Please drop us a line here on the podcast page here, or drop me an email at daddybenbearer@gmail.com. Thank you, children of the revolution. Be good to each other and be safe this holiday. And love to you all. This is The Rapture.